Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Saturday of the octave of Easter, the 6th of April, 2013. We hear the longer ending of Mark's Gospel, where Jesus sends out the disciples to share the good news with all creation. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had arisen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions who were mourning and weeping. When they learned that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along their way to the country. They returned and told the others, they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Does anybody know what the word gospel means? We've forgotten Father Robert Barron's great talk on this. You're going to have to watch that DVD again. It's amazing. I'll give you the short version. The gospel is the good news, the evangelium, right? And when you share the good news, it's an act of sedition against the government. The only people that could proclaim good news was Caesar and his minions. Because any good news was that Caesar had accomplished this, or the Roman Empire had accomplished this. That was the only way to use this word. It was like a proclamation from Caesar, right? That's the good news. And they would send runners out through the empire to kind of control the masses. We've vanquished another foe. We've destroyed another city. We've captured another people. And they would tell the whole empire, this is the good news. And so when Jesus says, go out and proclaim the good news, the gospel, he's saying something really big. He's like, Caesar isn't God. Caesar isn't the biggest thing in town. I am. Now it's funny because many scholars would say this isn't really part of Mark's gospel. Everybody know that story, right? Mark's gospel ends with the empty tomb, and that's it. And at some point, this piece was added. It's in very many existent texts, but not all. And the language is slightly different. And you can kind of see how it's a summary of all the resurrection appearances we've had so far, isn't it? Right? Mary Magdalene at the tomb, the two on the road to Emmaus, right, which we see in John and Luke. And here we have this final one where Jesus chastises them. And it's the first time we see the resurrected Lord chastising anyone. Right? Normally the resurrected Lord is, Thomas, if you need to touch me, touch me. Right? Put your hands in my side. Don't remain in your unbelief, but believe. And so what is going on? Jesus is saying, right, you can't remain in your unbelief. You can't remain in your sorrow. You've got big news to share. You've got something that will transform not just the Roman Empire, but the entire world. Imagine if Peter, James, and John, and all the others had said, well, that was really great, Jesus, thanks. And went back fishing. You know, having experienced the resurrected Lord and knew that they were saved, if we need to use that language, but hadn't told anyone. Right? Peter's speeches are what are driving the Rome or the Pharisees and the scribes and the temple crazy, because like 3,000 are added that day, 5,000 are added that day. Everyone's becoming Christian, and they're like, but this is the guy we killed off. They can't become his followers. Ah, right? Peter was effective because he had good news. He had tremendously good news. He had something that would change the depth of their being, that this life doesn't end here, right? That it exists beyond here, that we're not caught in our lowest denominator, our greatest sin. We're actually caught up into the glory of God, and in his divine mercy, we're forgiven, even if we crucify him, right? They're cut to the heart as Peter preaches to them. His preaching is accompanied by miracles. Yesterday, we didn't celebrate, but we could have, not during the octave of Easter, but next year. April 5th is the feast day of Peter Ferrer, or Vincent Ferrer, of Catalonia, somewhere in Spain. And he went around all of Europe for 20 years preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins. And then they would ring a bell at the end of his preaching for the morning session, and all the sick would come to him, and he'd cure all of them. At least 8 to 15 miracles a day for 20 years. That's like over 50,000 cures. All very well documented. And he kept preaching, you know, chastisement is coming unless you change your lives, unless you reform your lives. You've got to repent and believe in the good news. People had fallen out of the practice of their faith at this time in Spain, like, I'm not going to get the dates right, but somewhere in the 12th century. And all kinds of miracles accomplished all of his works. And we see the same, right, with Peter. Peter was accomplishing so many miracles, they just dragged the sick out into the streets so that his shadow might fall on them. Right? Will we allow God to work that deeply in us? Right? What's the faith that allows us to drag our loved one out into the street that Peter's shadow might fall on him? Right? We need to have some faith of bringing those who are in need of Jesus to Jesus, whether through our prayer, through inviting them to Mass, through giving them a book, whether praying a rosary or chapel of divine mercy with them. But we need to do something to share the good news. Jesus has commanded us, go to all the nations, to every creature, in fact, and preach the good news.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.